Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When I'm broke, need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. Yeah, good. I know that He's real.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real, and this is Judge Not, Gospel House of Reigns with Sister Pucci. And I'm excited to be back. We got a lot to cover in this show. We're talking about judgment, and right now, as we get new leaders around the world, as those leaders are picking their people who are going to help and assist them in running their countries, Christians at times become the most judgmental people there is. We are supposed to hold on to our convictions. That's not what I'm saying. You know, once we believe something, we're supposed to hold on to it and live by it. But we have taken that a little bit too far, where we're beginning to judge other people's sin. And that's not our place. Not only is it not our place, but there's a punishment, a consequence for you doing it. And that's what we're going to dive into right now. I'm going to go jumping right into the Word of God. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for lifting my body up, and my Lord and Savior for keeping my spirit strong so I can come back to You and bring You what they put on my mind and what they put in my heart, and definitely what is put in my spirit. So we got more than one Bible verse for coming from today. And we must start out with the basics. The basics is that Jesus came in the form of flesh, he said, as the sin debt offering for us. The wages of sin is death. That is what the Bible tells us. So in order to fulfill that, something had to die. Someone had to die. Something had to be sacrificed. So Jesus had to be sacrificed to take on all of our sins. And he forgave us for all of our sins. And he died for all of our sins. That he paid the debt that we owed God for our sinful nature. Now remember, we are born into sin. You can't help from sinning. You're going to sin every day, even if you don't realize you're doing it. You're going to sin every day. Have you noticed if you talk to a three-year-old, a three-year-old knows how to lie? Did you do that? No. They know how to lie already. It just comes natural that we do these things. So, again, as Christians, we have our opinions, we have our belief systems, and we were not waver from them, but we have to make sure that we're not using our belief system to judge another person and how you conceive their life and what you perceive as sin in their life. It's not your job to do that. Let me get into the Word of God, because that is going to expand it all and back up what I'm saying. First, we're going to go Romans 8 chapter, the first to the third verse. And it says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, it was weakened by the flesh. God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh. We need to know what condemnation means. And I know everybody knows it, but we're going to go over it anyway. Condemnation is when you have a strong, very strong, negative opinion about something. That's what condemnation is. It's condemning someone. It's telling them that there's something wrong with them. They're not being right. God isn't pleased. Things of that sort, where you condemn people for who they are, what they are, how they are. You just go around judging. Romans 8 chapter 1st through the 3rd verse tells us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you confess that you're in Christ Jesus, he doesn't condemn you anymore. He died so you would not get condemned for being a sinful person. God knows that we cannot achieve perfect sinfulness. That's why he had to send his Son, and he said he was the only unblemished soul on this earth. Let's go to John. Because, like I said, it's all over. John, the 8th chapter. And we're going to start with the second verse. The first verse. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, while all the people gathered around him and sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis of accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stopped. He stooped down. and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to walk, go away one at a time, the older ones first, until Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Where are they? Has no one condemned you?" Where are they? Has no one condemned you? They all walked away because they all had sinned. He said, those without sin throw the first stone. We have to stop throwing stones at each other just because my sin doesn't look like your sin and vice versa. And so we get locked in a situation where even Jesus, the law says, if you get caught in adultery, you're supposed to be stoned to death. That's what's the law of Moses. But Jesus came not to take away the things that we have to follow, but he came to save us from the things we could not follow. He is there to be what we cannot be, and that is a unblemished sacrifice to God. We cannot be that. God said we're nothing but filthy, dirty rags. And so we need the Christ's righteousness to cloak us so we can stand in front of the Father and ask him for something. We're going to keep on going. Matthew, the 7th chapter. The 1st to the 6th verse. And this just says what I've been saying. Do not judge. I repeat, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measures you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take that speck out of your eye," when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No, and I stopped there. And that's at the 5th. So this is the 1st to the 5th verse. This is Jesus speaking. And he was talking to his disciples when he was speaking this. And it's very clear. Do not judge. And the consequence of you doing that is, imagine when you get to heaven and your book is open and it's time for your judgment day, and God pulls out a ruler to judge your sin. And he said, "Well, you use this type of ruler to judge everybody in the world and everybody on earth when you were down there. You judged my children all the time with their behavior, and that wasn't your job. So this is how you judge them. This is how I'm going to judge you. I'm going to use the same measures you use to judge other people to judge you." So that is why Jesus said, those without sin, throw the first stone. We're all going to be judged for our sinful nature. We can't be judged for a sinful nature when the debt was paid by Christ. It's like trying to pay for a car twice. It was paid already. Okay, let's get to the second part of Matthew. And that is that we pay attention to the little things in somebody else, the speck in somebody else's eye. Meanwhile, we have a plank, a big old plank. A plank is a big old stick in our eye versus a speck of sawdust in someone else's eye. But you're judging that person who has sawdust instead of looking at yourself, taking the plank out of your eye so you can see clearly to help someone else. And if you come with condemnation, you are not walking in the spirit of Christ. He died so there would be no condemnation when it came to sin. You can ask for forgiveness. You can get forgiveness. You can confess your sins. You can fall again. He will forgive you over and over and over again, because he knows how hard it is to walk in this fleshy body. And you are going to sin without even knowing it. I pray myself, God, please forgive me for those things that I do know I did wrong and those that I do not know that I did wrong. I ask for forgiveness. And when you ask for forgiveness, you get it. This is very, very serious, everyone. I just want you to know that if you start judging, especially it's easy to do with the world system because we're asked to judge. But if you start judging and ranking sins, God is going to do the same thing to you. It says it in Matthew, the 7th chapter. He will do the same thing to you. Remember John, the 8th chapter, where he said, those without sin, cast the first stone. And then Romans, the 8th chapter, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. All right, everybody. I want you to pray about that. Meditate on it. Ask the Holy Spirit to unleash the mysteries of the Bible for you. And if you have any questions, please email us at journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. That's journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. You can send any questions you have, any songs, or if you're a musician or an artist and you want to be heard on our state, on our show, send it to that address. While you're at that address, go to the middle of the screen. There's three little bars. That's the pull down menu. Pull it down. Look for smartphone app. And there you can download our smartphone app as well. But send out your email questions or concerns to Teresa, and she will take care of it and get back to you. All right, everybody. We're going to get into this. It's time for the Gospel House Rain Show. And this, I have one mini mix that I'm going to play right now. And then after that, we got one that's a little bit longer. But first, so you know the rules for the Gospel House mix. And I hope you're ready because this is a show of mixes. Get off your feet. Do what you can. If you can't get off your feet like me, do whatever you can. I'm laying down. But if you can't get off your feet, tap your toes, shake your head. But whatever you do, get joyous in your spirit and thank God for everything that He's done for you. Thank our Savior for coming and dying for our sinful, sinful self. He died for our sins. He loved us so much that He died to save us from ourselves. Woo! All right. The next part, of course, is to find the message within the mix. So everybody, get up. Let's give God some glory. Let's give God some praise. And here we go.
don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you, just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. Get you ready before you got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you, just hold on to your faith. Lights off on Monday, the cell phones on Tuesday, rent due on Wednesday, trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees, cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction pending. You ready before, haven't you? You got your whole life. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master, in order to win you have to. You wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-I. Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
It's out of the lane, just call her the name and you'll be fine.
Waters told the waves tossed them. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed them. No basketball, this altar call, cause God has been so good to y'all. Us, me, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, boy, he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never full of me.
A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings, yeah. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome. My God is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No loud.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song. He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and wash all of our sins away, so we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light, cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no hues of gray, no views of green. So that means no Mary J. But my God way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-U-E-S-O with me. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity, Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome.
Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome.
All right. That's the little mini mix by myself, Sister Poochie. I hope you enjoyed it. I want you to take a breath. Before we start on the next mix, I'm going to just quickly remind you again, Matthew 7th chapter, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. John 8th chapter, those without sin throw the first stone. And in Romans 8th chapter, Matthew 7 chapter. Do not judge or you will be judged. For the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measures you use, it will be measured to you. That's the most important thing I want everybody to remember. It's not about just what you're doing to the other person. You're actually cursing yourself by judging someone else, because who wants to, especially if you harshly judge people, just imagine going through the things in your closet and the Lord knows what's in there and he judged you the way you judged others. It scares me, so I just don't judge. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Work on not being so judgmental. All right, everybody. I hope you got your breath, because you got to get off your feet and do another 30 minutes of a gospel house mix with Sister Poochie. This is Praise High Mix. Here we go.
DJ. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, take a breath. I hope you enjoyed it and lifted your spirits and gave you something to think about. Again, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show. This is Judge Not Gospel House Reigns with Sister Poochie. I just want to make sure that you go over and read the Bible verses again. So we came from Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. And that's about not judging other people. You will be used, the same measuring stick that you use is going to be used on you when it comes to Judgment Day. And also, take the plank out of your eye before trying to assist someone with the speck in their eye. And that just means sometimes you got to look at yourself first instead of looking at someone else, and take care of your own house. That's what that means. John, the 8th chapter. We came from the 1st through the 9th verse. I'm sorry, the 1st through the 10th verse. And this is about the woman caught in adultery. The Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to trick Jesus, saying that by the law of Moses, she was supposed to be stoned because the wages of sin are death. But, of course, Jesus said those without sin cast the first stone, so no one can stone her because we all are without sin. So we must remember we are not without sin. Jesus was the only sinless person, and we were born this way, okay? Last but not least is Romans 8 chapter, the 1st to the 3rd verse. And they're so talking about there being no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus means you believe in him, the spirit is in you, and you're trying to follow and be like him. So, you know, there used to be a campaign of what would Jesus do? We have to still do that. Thinking, you know, would he have compassion on the sinner? Yes, because you're a sinner too, and you want him to have compassion on you. So let Christ deal with sin. That's his territory. Let us stay in the back seat, stay in our lane. Pray to God to help us keep ourselves on the straight and narrow so we can then assist other people. But until we are perfect, the only person who can assist us is Jesus. So everybody, on that note, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music with How Great Thou Art. I want to remind everybody about the smartphone app. Go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. Download the app. Check out what we're all about. There's a little pull-down menu, 3 bars. The app has a Bible on it, a full-length Bible that will dictate to you. You can set reading schedules. And it's all free, whether you have an Apple phone or Android. It's all free. Okay, everybody. See you next week. I'm out. Oh.